What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, fam? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. It's your boy, Coach Chance. And guys, fired up for today's episode, as I'm always fired up. Guys, it's Friday. So those of you guys that are working today, got a couple days off, go chill out. Or you can go work on your goals. You can go work towards something bigger than yourself. Not saying that I'm against taking time off or taking time for that yin and that yang, that little bit of balance, because that is super important. Guys, I still rest my mind on the weekends. I still rest my mind after every day of working. You know, I'll put on a quick episode of Grey's Anatomy with my girlfriend while we watch dinner. It gives my mind after working for 13 hours just like some time to just decompress, just relax, just breathe. Dealing with clients all day, I have over 40, 50 conversations every day that I'm in and out of, posting, making content. That there's a lot that goes into it, into anything. So when you do that all day, you just want to kind of decompress. So make sure you guys decompress this weekend. For those of you guys that are working long, hard hours for whatever you guys are doing, Steven, bro, I know you're a hard-ass worker. You're getting after it every single day, protecting our freaking county and our community. So guys, today, we are getting into some counting calories, counting macro discussion. And I'm going to give you guys an app that I use and that I also have my clients use as well, to kind of help them track their foods. This is a free app, by the way, that anybody listening to this podcast or to this live stream can download. So guys, this app is called MyFitnessPal. You guys have probably heard about this before. It's all over the internet. A lot of fitness coaches use it. A lot of people on a fitness journey use it, whether you're trying to lose weight or gain weight, whatever your goals are. But the reason why so many people use it is because it's very helpful. And it's very helpful because when you make your profile, you log into the app, you can literally go in and at the bottom, like say the bottom of my phone here, like the bottom part of the screen is their little like guide menu, and they have like different options. There's going to be a plus sign. I need another sip of coffee. I'm not energized enough. There's going to be a plus sign at the bottom of that screen. You hit add, and then it brings you to like a search bar, and you can type in the food. So say you're eating a flank steak. You type in flank steak in the search bar. And then it's going to give you like different options for flank steak. One might say Publix, one might say a different brand, whatever the brand is. You click on that, and it doesn't have to be exactly accurate. We're just looking, guys, to have some sort of description, some sort of breakdown in the calories and in the macronutrients. The macronutrients are what actually make up the total amount of calories in that flank steak or in that piece of food. You click add. Once you add that to your diary, so now you're going to say, so say that you had that for breakfast. I know you really, most people don't have steak for breakfast. I've done it because I love steak. So say I add that flank steak to breakfast. I'm now going to have a total of 620 calories. Say it's a nice and juicy steak, 620 calorie steak under my breakfast. And under that, it's going to break down the amount of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats that are in that steak. So obviously there's not going to be many carbs. There's going to be a decent amount of fat and a lot of protein because steak is obviously mostly protein. So going to break those numbers down, and without getting into like the science of like how many calories is equal to 1 gram of protein, how many calories equal to 1 gram of fat, I'm not going to get into that. I'm just telling you guys that if you start to track your foods, the main reason why you guys are maybe not at your goal yet, or that you've been yo-yoing. I've had a lot of people that I've spoken to recently on phone calls, like looking to vet them to get them into the academy, that they've expressed to me that they're yo-yo dieting, or they're yo-yo, like their lifestyle is very yo-yo, like in that format of like, I'll go to the gym for 3 months, I'll make great progress, and then something happens in my life, and I go right back to the person that I was before that yo-yoing, before that event happened in my life. And if they were just tracking their food, and as you guys already know, I've expressed this to you guys before on the podcast, that I'm not a huge fan of counting calories. I think that it is a phenomenal way to get somebody started, but also keep under consideration that it's not just about the number. I'm going to step here. It's not just about the number of proteins, carbs, and fats. It's also about the quality overall of those numbers. And Steven, I know that you know this by now. You've been in the academy for 17 weeks now. So you're well aware that food is information. And that's why I have every single one of the guys in our academy, eating an animal-based diet, because the nutrition that comes from animal foods. There are many things available in animal foods that you cannot get on a plant-based diet, that you cannot get from processed foods. And eating on an animal-based diet avoids things that are very toxic, like seed oils, processed sugars, vegetables, which have, many of them have anti-nutrients in them, or plant defense chemicals that can cause inflammation within our bodies and spread to our tissues and just make us feeling yucky and just not good, right? Not allowing us to function optimally. So that is extremely important to understand. But the counting calories aspect, counting the macros, the macronutrients, the amount of proteins, carbs, and fats that are in your food, and actually going into this app, MyFitnessPal, and tracking those foods is going to be a great starting point for many of you guys looking to put on some muscle, looking to drop 15 pounds of belly fat, looking to tone up, lose, you know, 5 to 10% body fat. Whatever your goal is, definitely you want to start tracking. Okay, tracking is humongous for making progress on your fitness journey. Without tracking, you're just aimlessly going throughout your day, right? I'm eating this and I'm doing that and I'm working out and I'm getting called here. And I see this with my own business, guys. I see this with my own business all the time where I like to put up. I feel like ready to go. I see this in my business all the time, guys. When I don't have a plan and I don't have, okay, 12 o'clock I go live, 10:30 I'm live in my group, 8 o'clock on Fridays I'm live in my free community, 11 o'clock coaching call in my mentorship program, 2 o'clock with my videographer on Fridays. Like, having that routine, having that schedule is super, super imperative that you, Gabriel, what's going on, bro? Happy freaking Friday. Hope you're having a fantastic day. But guys, that is super imperative. Gabriel, you know this as a business owner, to have a schedule and to be organized and to track everything, right? You're not just cutting hair, you know, cutting 100 people's hair every week and not tracking it. Like, you got to track, you got to see how much money you're making. You got to see where your clients are at. It's the same thing with your fitness journey. It's the same thing with the foods that you guys are eating. If you're not tracking, especially at first, to get accustomed to it, to get accustomed to know, say this is a glass of milk. One glass of A2 dairy milk has 250 calories, 8 grams of carbohydrates, 5 grams of fat, and 12 grams of protein. Okay, I know this in the back of my head. When I drink this milk, I'm getting 300 calories, most of it's fat and protein. Until you know that, until you know this is how much I need, you know, for breakfast, lunch, dinner, another meal, a snack here, like until you know that information, it's going to be very hard for you guys to make progress and stay consistent. Like, it's one thing to make progress, Stephen or Gabriel, over a 4-week period or over an 8-week period. But what happens when something comes up in your life and you don't have that schedule, you don't have that regimen, that ability to track your calories? And guys, like I said, I always, like, I don't want to say that I shame or that I shit on counting calories, because I do say those things a lot. Like, fuck counting calories, fuck counting macros. Like, you don't need to do that to make progress. However, I am going to be the devil's advocate here and agree to an extent with other fitness coaches out there and other people talking about counting macros and calories. It is very good if you're a beginner to just get a good grip on the basics. Like, I'm not trying to overwhelm you with, and I don't really think eating an animal-based diet is overwhelming. I'm literally just saying, eat these foods, follow this meal plan, and you're going to not only feel good, but you're going to look good and you're going to be healthier while doing it. Okay, you're not going to have to feel restricted if you're looking to lose 10 pounds. You're actually going to enjoy the foods that you're eating while being healthy. Like, that's the whole point of it. So guys, that's kind of what I wanted to touch on today. So make sure you guys download that app, MyFitnessPal, if you guys are looking to start your fitness journey. That's kind of like the basic here, get started starter pack to count your calories, track your macros, make sure, you know, that you guys are getting obviously ample amounts of protein. You know, everybody's going to be different. That's kind of where having a coach, you know, having somebody that you invest in into a one-on-one coaching program is going to come into play, because then that they can actually help you track your calories, help keep you disciplined, help keep you on track, and help to, after a couple of weeks being on this meal plan, getting you from 2,200 calories a week, eating X amount of protein, X amount of grams of fat, and X amount of grams of carbohydrates to this next level where we up your calories by 250 calories, but we're messing with those numbers, with the proteins, with the carbs, with the fats. Sometimes it takes that puzzle piece to move around to get the right formula to get you the results that you've been wanting to get for probably a pretty long time. So guys, that's it. I'm going to cut this one short. Got a busy day ahead of me. It's Friday. I'm going to go make sure we don't have any more check-ins to get done. Steven, I know I got yours in. So I'm excited to work with you, bro, and continue to level you up in the academy. To any of my other clients watching this, guys, 12 o'clock is the deadline. I will extend that till 1 p.m. today. If you guys are listening to this, watching this, and you happen to be available in the next 45 minutes, get your check-in form done so I can get you guys a response so I can get those program updates and implement those changes. So, guys, have a fantastic rest of your day. I hope you guys – Jeffrey, what's going on? I see you, man. Hope you're having a great Friday. You guys have a great rest of your day. Make sure, guys, take a little bit of time for yourself today or – today and this weekend, but only if you're working hard, only if you deserve it. Remember, give 80 to 90% of that relentless mentality, right? I gotta be quiet because I have neighbors. But then the other 10, 15%, guys, let's chill out. Let's decompress. Let's watch maybe a little Netflix with our girl or whoever and just chill. Let's just fucking chill, right? We gotta chill a little bit. It's about decompressing, recharging, resetting. That's why I teach my clients on Sunday. It's all about just, we have them go for a walk. I have Steven and all the boys, all the guys do some meditation, red light meditation. Chill the fuck out, right? That's what it's about. So, guys, have a great weekend. Gabriel, have a great weekend, brother. Oh, also, I don't know if you're still in here, bro. I need a cut, and I'll be home. And this is super fucking last minute, bro. I doubt it's going to happen. I was supposed to live with you last week, but I definitely need to get cut up. So I'm going to text you, and hopefully tomorrow night or I don't know, something we can link. But anyways, guys, if you enjoyed today's podcast episode, make sure you guys screenshot Instagram, Facebook, the podcast, wherever you guys are listening from. Post it up on your story. Leave your number one, number two biggest takeaways, guys, about maybe even My Fitness Pal. You guys are going to download that app and hype me up. I want to see you guys that got some value from this episode. And leave a review, guys, if you feel so inclined to. Let's get this message to more people. Let's get people tracking their foods in the beginning of their fitness journey so they get a good understanding of what it takes to not just be successful for 2 months and yo-yo their progress, but actually keep that progress and build that momentum and build on that progress. So, guys, that's it. That is all. Have a great Friday. Have a great, fantastic, unbelievable fucking weekend, and I will talk to you guys Monday, 12 p.m. Deuces. Let's go. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of the Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.